You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. Meet their newest trading platform, Thinkorswim Web. It has all the essential tools and strategies in a streamlined interface, no download necessary. Thinkorswim Web, trading streamlined. Visit tdameritrade.com/thinkorswimweb to get started. Global deaths top 900,000, LA adopts citizens contact tracing app, and school's 44-square-foot rule comes into question. Here's what you should know. The coronavirus pandemic has officially killed more than 900,000 people worldwide since the first cases were detected in China last December. The U.S. remains the country with the most cases and deaths, but the pandemic's epicenter is rapidly shifting to India, where an average of more than 1,000 people have died daily for the past 2 weeks. Wednesday, Los Angeles County announced that it will use SafePass, an app developed by the makers of public safety app Citizen for contact tracing. Participation will be voluntary and the app is free to download. SafePass can track symptoms, help users find testing sites, and use Bluetooth to keep track of whether you have come into contact with someone who tested positive. Finally, schools across the U.S. have stipulated that students must have 44 square feet of space for in-person learning to be safe. But as a matter of geometry, that number simply doesn't make sense. An investigation of the number's origins found that a combination of poor leadership, lack of technical assistance, and confusing math is to blame. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom, what's on your mind? Here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.